You're listening to the Boss Yourself First podcast, Season 2, Episode 9. If you want to be an effective leader, the first person you want to lead effectively is yourself. Self-leadership helps you create better relationships and a more fulfilling life, and in turn, lead others in a more authentic and impactful way. If this piques your interest, then stick around. I'm Robin White, your host, and this is Boss Yourself First. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for being here with me this week. I am actually recording this at night, and it's the first time I've done that, and I'm really kind of liking it. It feels really cozy and like a really quiet, personal conversation. Anyway, thank you for joining me, whether you're listening to this at night or not. I appreciate you spending the time. And I know I said we'd be starting our Constraint Hall of Fame interviews this week, but something has come to my attention that I want to spend this episode addressing. And then next week, I have an amazing guest interview. We are talking with a wonderful woman who is in the trenches of wrestling with constraint as a high school teacher. Shout out to all those teachers who, well, they're important and incredible under normal circumstances, but teachers have been frontline warriors trying to educate our children through the pandemic, and I have so much respect and admiration for them, and I'm really looking forward to sharing that conversation with you. But I've heard from a few of you that there's a different aspect of constraint that bears discussing. And remember, so far this season, we've been defining constraint as a limitation that we set or our circumstances dictate or people outside of ourselves set that inspires creativity and innovation to get our desired results. But some of you have told me that you would like to explore constraints or limitations that we put on ourselves to protect, not necessarily to achieve. And what happens when those protective constraints are no longer needed? Variations of this came up in a few conversations with listeners, so to me, that means we should unpack it here on the podcast. Some examples of what I'm talking about here. We'll start off with a really familiar one for most of us. I'm limiting my physical interactions with others to protect my health during a pandemic. So you're listening for the constraint. And here it was the physical interaction, and then what we're protecting, and in this case, it was health. So a different kind of constraint, still a limitation, but to protect. It's defense instead of offense. And here's another one. I'm limiting my choices in food to protect my weight. Or how about this? I'm limiting how and who I'm dating to protect my heart. I'm limiting what jobs I'm applying for to protect my ego. I'm limiting my color choices in my wardrobe to protect my mental energy. I'm limiting my appointments to protect my time. So a lot of different scenarios here, and I invite you to step out of judgment around all of them. Let them be neutral. We're not saying whether one way of protecting is better than another, because there are times and seasons when protecting is very important. These are things we really want and need to protect, at least in certain seasons of our lives. Anything that feels limited in supply but high in demand, they're valuable resources worthy of protection. Things like energy and time and attention. And it's the work of a self-leader to distribute and invest those resources wisely. How about a couple of the others we mentioned? The health, the heart, the ego. Again, a skilled self-leader inventories and stewards these aspects of our humanity with wisdom and compassion for themselves and for others. In these instances, we can think of constraints more like guardrails that keep us moving forward safely to our desired results, because I still think you can see the desired result being supported by the constraints we've talked about. Results like getting yourself and your family and your neighbors through the pandemic unscathed, or results like connecting with others in a fulfilling relationship, or losing weight to be healthy and live longer, or finding a job that meets your needs and acts as a conduit of meaning in your life. Having more energy for the things that you feel are important. Managing your time for maximum resilience and impact. So even though you're building protective constraints, I believe they're supporting your goals. So on to the next part of this question that has come up. How do you know? And here's the real crux of the question. How do you know when those limitations are no longer serving you or have even maybe become a detriment? Honestly, I think this crosses over a bit into the idea of pathway dependence that we discussed way in the beginning of the season on constraint. When we repeat a way of doing things, and in this case, self-imposed constraint, when we repeat it enough, it becomes more of a habit and less of a conscious choice. I believe a self-leader regularly reflects on their habits to make sure they're still the best choice, aligning with their current values and their goals. And pathway dependence means that you've had success doing things a certain way to get a result. In this case, protecting something. You've had so much success with it that you lose the vision for doing things in a different way or utilizing your resources differently. So I think that question fits in the pathway dependence conversation, but let's unpack this a little bit more. The question again is, how do you know when a constraint is no longer serving you or has even become a detriment? When I really focused on this question, I kept seeing an image of the character from Monk. His name's Adrian, and I can't remember his last name, but have you seen that show? It's an older show about a man, and it's a crime show, a detective show, but it's about a man who already had obsessive compulsive tendencies, but then with the death of his wife, he went into high level protection and OCD. And after living in a pandemic, honestly, his obsessive use of hand cleaner and wipes just don't seem that far fetched. Anyway, it's an extreme example of constraints, but it was kind of the image that kept coming up for me, that these rules that the character Adrian made up that he had to live by. And think about that in your own life, and I think about it in my life, these rules you live by that at some level protected something you valued, but may now need to be adjusted to make sure that it's not overprotecting and actually holding you back in an important growth area. And I'll be honest with you, when I was wrestling with health issues back in 2019, and we worked for months getting incorrect diagnosis after incorrect diagnosis, and honestly, even still, we haven't figured everything out. But I searched out and created rules or limitations that I adhered to because I so much wanted to feel better. And I thought if I did these things, I would feel better and get better and heal better. I've shared that journey with you before, and in sharing that, I pointed out that the most helpful diagnosis we got was that of paradoxical vocal cord dysfunction. And instead of adding more medications, yay, I was allowed to drop most of them and began working with a vocal therapist. One of the first things we did, my therapist and I, is she had me describe my journey to her, the journey of dealing with this vocal cord dysfunction. And what showed up in that discussion was the rules I had been living by. And we examined them. We kept the ones that actually supported my healing and discarded the rest. And we added a few new ones to the mix. Part of that healing had been for me not to talk or even whisper for 2 weeks prior to my therapy, to let my throat really heal. But then once therapy began, I began to speak and even sing, among other vocal exercises that she had me do to work on my throat. And I remember one morning, I don't remember exactly how far into the therapy it was, but a few sessions in, I remember showing up to therapy and talking really softly when my therapist asked me what was wrong. And I said that I was so afraid that I had damaged my throat the night before because I'd shouted at my dog because he was about to knock off a hot dish from the stove. And I was just terrified that I'd actually done damage. And she told me something really important. She said I needed to trust that my throat was strong and getting stronger. I needed to believe it, and I needed to live like it. I needed to let go of constraints that had supported my healing, but were no longer needed. So here are a few steps to discern if your protective constraints are still supporting you. The first one is, are you growing? And this doesn't mean growing in every way, but do you feel you're continuing on the journey to being your next better version of yourself? It's so funny. I remember a song lyric from a tune I liked in high school, and I couldn't even tell you the name of the song or any of the other lyrics, but this one stuck. And it said, if you ever stop growing, then you start to die. And that sort of is what I'm getting at in this question. Are you still growing? It will help reveal if you're overprotecting. And I'm all for margin and resilience, but are you underestimating your capacity in the area of time and energy, in heart, in ego? Are you overprotecting? If you are, then you might not be growing. So again, you don't have to be achieving in every area all the time. That's not how I define growth. But are you continuing to evolve as a human, taking on challenges, learning new skills, expanding your awareness and impact? If you can't identify any level of growth, have a look at your self-imposed constraints. Limitations that once protected you could now be stunting your growth. You may find it helpful to talk to a good friend or a coach to help you examine your constraints. Remember, these are all self-imposed constraints we're talking about. You get to choose what to keep and what to get rid of. Another question you could ask yourself is, are you dreaming? I'm not talking about, do you dream while you sleep? I'm talking about awake dreaming. Are you playing with ideas about what you would do without any restrictions? Sometimes we're so locked into our constraints that we forget that at least many of them are self-imposed. We forget how to look beyond them and think bigger. If you answer that you're not dreaming, reconnect with old dreams, and then ask yourself what experiences would feed your soul. Challenge yourself to make a bucket list. That'll kind of kickstart that dreaming process. And once that's done, ask yourself what's stopping you from going for something on your list. See if any of those obstacles are self-imposed constraints that no longer serve you. Once you've exposed the constraints that no longer support your pursuit of living according to your values and moving towards your goals, then take steps to let go of those constraints and get moving. The most important place to start in challenging an old constraint is your mind. Create a thought that supports the change and repeat it as needed. For me, with my throat, anytime I begin to feel anxious about straining my voice or its unreliability, I remind myself that my throat is stronger than it was and getting stronger every day. Yes, I still have some self-care constraints that I continue, and I show up to do my throat exercises every day, but I no longer stress over shouting for my favorite team or singing a familiar tune. So, summing up, are you growing? Are you dreaming? Are self-imposed constraints responsible for a lack in either of those areas? And what thought do you need to lift a constraint that has outlived its purpose? I hope this discussion helps and that these steps give you food for thought and support for your questions around a different aspect of constraints. That's it for today. I would love to hear about how your journey with constraint is going. You can DM me on Facebook or Instagram or connect with me at bossyourselffirst.com. Have a fantastic week and I'll talk to you next time. Take care, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you found something to grab hold of and apply in your life. As always, any link or information mentioned in this episode can be found at bossyourselffirst.com in the podcast section. And if we haven't connected yet, and I would love to, DM me on Instagram at bossyourselffirst or come to the Boss Yourself First Facebook page and let me know how you're doing and what you think. I would really love to meet you. Thanks for being here and being you. Now get out there and lead with courage and kindness and boss yourself first and add your amazingness to the world. We sure need it. Talk to you soon, my friends.